It's a very different mood. It's a very different vibe. It's a different element. Good afternoon. You're listening to Bellatrix Beats on Cows FM, and I'm your host, Petra. And we're going to talk about the astrological weather of this week and listen to some music that illuminates the themes and overall enjoy ourselves. So here we are. This is the week leading up to solstice. And if you are in the southern hemisphere, then we have been spiraling down from summer to winter. And if you're in the northern hemisphere, we've been spiraling up from winter to summer. And both are very valid experiences. You know, this is a polarity realm, and that's one way to really hold that. And it's, you know, this is the time where this week, literally this week is it. This is the end of the growing, surging energy of the year. There will still be plenty of energy, plenty of light for a long time. But this pushing, growing, expansive energy that goes and goes and goes on the roller coaster kind of energy of like going up, 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 up of Gemini season, and then it gets checked at solstice, and then we round the bend, and then we settle into Cancer season, ruled by the moon, completely new vibe, completely new modality, element, all of that. So we want to be present with what this week is, which includes this wrapping up of Gemini season, but it also includes the Chiron transit, which is big. Chiron transition, I should say. So Chiron's kicking it right now, very uncomfortably, as are we with it, at 29 degrees Aries. And it's a wound. It's an existential wound. It's vibrating. It's about to, you know, wrap up 7 years of this theme. And as always, the 29th degree really does contain all 30 degrees. It's actually the 30th degree because we start with zero. So be tender with yourselves and each other this week, because the energy is manic. It's beautiful, but it is a little manic. And this Chiron, it would be hard to overstate how sensitive and how activated our pain bodies are in a certain sense. We're oriented towards healing. There's a purpose behind it. That Jupiter-Venus conjunction squared by Chiron really cracked a lot of things open. Don't get stuck. Don't stop. Keep going. So, but here we are. We're still in Gemini season, and we're going to listen to some music that illuminates, highlights, explains, fills out the themes. We're going to start with a song that's about something that's a Gemini thing.
Your love anymore.
the one you're leaving her for. But in my ear, tell a story that I cannot bear to hear. Just 'cause I said it, it don't mean that I meant it. People say crazy things. Just 'cause I said it, don't mean that I meant it. Just 'cause you heard it. He's the one I'm leaving you for.
So Taurus Adele has Mercury and Mars in Gemini, and she be singing about rumors. Rumors and gossip are definitely part of the shadow side of Gemini, we could say. Now we're going to move on to something that is just purely devotion to the sun and the time that we find ourselves on the wheel of the year. Of course, no one beats the Fifth Dimension's original version of that song, Let the Sunshine In, but Heavy Tiger is certainly bringing in a pretty good cover. The next one, you're listening to Bellatrix Beats. I'm your host, Petra. We're in Gemini season. We're on the road to solstice. So we're listening to music that has that energy that's rising, 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 never quite peaking. That's the energy of this week. And this particular really talented Gemini had a birthday last week, I think, maybe 74, kind of hard to imagine. And you can really feel the energy in her music. She's a Capricorn moon, so she's very rooted, but her ability to elevate and elevate and elevate in songs, especially live, is pretty phenomenal. That was Sorcerer from the insanely talented Jiminy and Stevie Nicks. I posted a post on Facebook last week with her art as the image. I mean, she's amazing. I did see a list of greatest singers recently, and she was coming in at number two. I think it was Mick Jagger is number one. I mean, she really is a phenomena. Next up, A Gemini Moon.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small, and the ones that mother gives you. She's 10 feet tall, and if you go chasing rabbits and you know you're going to fall, tell 'em a hookah smoking caterpillar has given you the call. Call Alice when she was just small.
Oh,
So we love that one because Grace Slick has a Gemini moon, but also Uranus has reached the square bending midpoint of the nodes. The north node is in Pisces, the south node is in Virgo. We're almost done. We've been doing this for almost 18 months. We've learned a lot. Virgo's been the purge point. Pisces has been the anchoring evolutionary direction that we're going. And soon they will shift to Aquarius and Leo. But we're in a really unique, rarefied, rather strange condition with mutable Uranus and Gemini, very active change agent trickster planet who wants to elevate our lives, and then the most sensitive of the nodes. And the day that it happened, where it got to the midpoint, the amount of people that said to me, "This is a really weird day," was a really weird number of people that said that to me. So that's right. White Rabbit is for that. And the next one is just a little bit more expansive, classic Gemini.
Thank you.
I don't know if that weird screech was in the song or it was something I did. Anyway, sorry. That was Learning to Fly by Pink Floyd. David Gilmour is Pisces, so North Node. He's North Noding right now. But he's also got, let's see, what was it? North Node. His North Node. His Part of Fortune and his Uranus are all in Gemini. You know, I used to really like Pink Floyd, and I still do. I still like David Gilmour, but I saw Roger Waters, and he's kind of, like, become what he hates in some weird way. You know, I went and saw the performance, the movie performance of one of his concerts, and I'd heard him on Joe Rogan a couple of years ago and was like, oh my God, I can't believe I miss seeing Roger Waters, because he's, you know, so politically conscious. And then I watched the show that was, you know, like the 2025 or whatever year it was version of The Wall. And he's so obsessed with the oppressive boot, you know, like all the imagery. And then after Ozzy died, he made such a rude, unnecessary comment about him. And I thought about it for a long time. And my conclusion is, when you focus on something you hate, you're really in danger of becoming that. So, cautionary tale there, Roger Waters. Let's now... Okay, the next song is... It's just going to give us that vibe of like spiraling to the top and spiraling to the top, and we're not there yet and we're spiraling to the top. I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. Do you know what that mean, man? I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. Do you know what that mean?
She got her own house, she got her own car. Two jobs, work hard, you a bad bro. If you ain't on set, 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 I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. Do you know what that mean, baby fat? Just relax, front your own flat screen. Back row, cook clean, and don't make her make a scene. When you call on a cellular, she tell you she don't need not a goddamn thing, you a hot damn thing. If you think you finna get her with a goddamn chain, you insane, boy, you better get some goddamn chains. She a fool, been to school, even walked across the stage. And she say, I love baby from his looks to his ways. Just the letters, the J's, depend on how the weather looks. Flip-flop slippers just to show off the pedicure. Flip-flop niggas depend on how the cheddar look. She a buy her own, I don't think she'll never look. And a man face stand and wait for him to take care of her. She'd rather go to work and pay the bills on schedule.
I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. Do you know what that mean, man? I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. Do you know what that mean?
She got her own house, she got her own car. Two jobs, work hard, you a bad bro. If you ain't on set, 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 she a don't damn diva, girl like Keisha. Work that meter, she a good freaker, she stay on
see what I mean? Now we're going to move on to, I guess it's a little bit, it's a combo. It's sort of, it's both the really just light, airy, playful part of Gemini, but it also kind of represents what we will get to when we cross solstice and get into that Cancer season. So it's the lightest part of Gemini and the relief that we feel when we cross into Cancer with this next one. It's a classic. That was Tchaikovsky. Pretty sure he's a Gemini. Was just going to look again. I believe that he was, or he had something very prominent in Gemini. Now we're going to move on, and the next song is sung by somebody with a Gemini moon.
My liberty. changing me something in my liberty. It's just a changing me something in my liberty.
That was The Lucky Man by The Verve. Richard Ashcroft is the lead singer, and I think he's a Virgo, and he has a Gemini moon. So that's where he fits in. And now we are going to take care of business.
This is KOWS Occidental California 92.5 FM, streaming at kowsfm.com. Thank you for listening to us. We are community radio for the west of Sonoma County, and we always practice free speech and no bull.
Welcome back. We do practice free speech, but there are the seven words that George Carlin talked about that we're not allowed to say. So we're going to now jump into a really delightful Gemini from days gone by.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like that song about how Bob Dylan feels about Gordon Lightfoot songs that he wishes it would never end. I feel like you just like get in that song and then it just goes and it feels so good. Now we're going to listen to a song. We want to acknowledge that in the north where I am, we're going to reach the apex of the solar zenith with the summer solstice. But in the south, they are about to reach winter solstice, which is possibly the holiest night of the year. So here's for you guys down south.
Corbeum tibi Domine in sacrificium offereo purifica desideria mea et fac meum cor simples. Amor tuus sufficit mi gaudium tuum repleta anima, omnia vana relinquo ut solum te tenea. Cor meum vulneratum est, se tu illud sana ponitur et refisitur caritate. Exaudi vota mea, quae in silentio opono, cor meum tibi apparet, nudum et humi. Deus cordis mei et pars mea in aeternum in te inveni occidetem in te lumen verum. Cor meum vigilate cum et nocte
of the Holy Spirit by the Gregorian Choir. Now we're going to pop back up to the Northern Hemisphere.
We'll be right back.
so much. How can it be so good from him always? Next song's talking about solstice and that we're going to change from one sign to another and one season to another.
Change, 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 change
pretty great, right? That is, obviously it's called A Change Is Gonna Come, but who's it by? I have to wait till the little thing moves across so I can see. It is live at, oh, it's not showing me. Oh, it's by Her. Okay. Sorry, that was more production than we needed to have over the name of that song. You have been listening to Bellatrix Beats, and my name is Petra Tauchert. I'm a consulting astrologer and teacher, and you can find me at PetraTauchertAstrology.com. You can also find me on Substack, where I publish my weeklies, as well as other related things. We are going to go out on a song from a very potent artist with a Gemini moon.
And it's my own.